Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our nearest friend. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. To have a friend, a person must themselves be friendly. Thankfully, there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Being alone is a sad and dismal situation. We really do need each other, and a friend is one of the greatest possessions we can have. It is a sad and poor person who has no friends. Friends are different from companions. Companions are simply close by, but are not emotionally close so we can share our deepest feelings. When I resigned as pastor in Burns, Oregon, a close friend, Chris Fossler, gave me a plaque and a card. The plaque reads, "A friend is one who knows you as you are, understands where you've been, accepts who you've become, and still gently invites you to grow." The card reads, "Cecil, thanks for being that friend, Chris." As close as our dearest friends may be, we have a friend who is still closer. I am speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who is with us at all times. When we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He is there beside us. When we receive devastating news, He is there to provide the comfort and solace to ease the pain. When we receive news that calls for rejoicing, He makes it even better, for He rejoices with us. At all times and in every circumstance, our dearest friend makes our life worth living. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word. And you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.